John Riley rolled the window down and leaned out.
Mrs. Priest, it's me, John Riley.
The woman on the porch stared a moment, then leaned the shotgun against the house. She hurried down the steps, hollering at her barking dog.
Calhoun, you come back here now. Don't you be slobbering on Brother Blackburn.
She reached for the dog's collar.
Sorry, preacher. Weren't expecting you today.
John Riley hopped out of the truck.
I know, I'm early, but I have some stuff back here you can use.
He turned to the back of the truck.
Mrs. Priest, you should take whatever you can use. I'm going up on the mountain till everything's gone, but you're my first stop.
He opened the tailgate and pulled boxes close to the edge. She flipped through the boxes and made a small pile. The lady's eyes brightened when she found the books. She selected a few and stepped away from the pickup.
That'll be good, preacher. Thank you for thinking of us. Come on in and have a bite before you leave. I have a few more stops. I better get on,
John Riley said.
I can't have the preacher go on past my place without offering a bit of something. Come on in for tea, or won't forgive me if I let you leave hungry. Come on now,
she said, and hurried up the path to the cabin. The kitchen used most of the space in the tiny home, and a blanket hung between the rooms to add privacy. John Riley patted the bench beside him, and one of the little girls crawled up next to him.
What did you do today, Miss Grace?
He asked.
We chased the kitties and got dirty, and Mama made us come inside and take a bath,
she said, frowning.
Good thing I did, little girl. You three were a muddy mess. What if Preacher saw you all dirty?
A smile tugged at the corner of her lips. Mrs. Priest set a pitcher of iced tea onto the table. She added a plate of cookies, a bowl of apples, and slices of banana bread.
Will you join me, Mrs. Priest?
No, sir, you eat up. I gotta get the beans cooking.
She smiled at John Riley and admonished the girls.
Don't get crumbs on Preacher's nice shirt.
They're okay. What are a few crumbs between friends?
He turned to the little girls, and in a playful, loud voice he said,
I'll tell you what bothers me. Laughing and fun. No laughing, no fun when I'm here.
He bugged his eyes at the girls, and they shrieked. His eyes lit up when the little girls laughed. He drained his tea and popped the banana bread into his mouth.
Lots of stops ahead. I better scoot. See you Sunday?
I hope so, preacher. We'll see what Orv is up to. I'll try to talk him into it. He took my dulcimer to town to get it fixed. If it works out, I'll come play it for prayer meeting.
John Riley nodded.
I'd love to have you play your dulcimer for prayer meeting. You know you're always welcome. If you need a ride, call me. Thank you for the tea. Delicious.